Abram and his two brothers grew to full manhood. Abram's respect for God's word became stronger and more deeply rooted as he gained in years and experience. Of the three brothers, Haran was the first to get married. And in due course, his wife presented him with a fine boy whom they called Lot. Sometime later, Haran was taken ill. At first, he made light of his illness, but he became steadily worse, and finally he had to take to his bed. One day, he sent for Abram.
Good morning, Haran. How are you today? Did you sleep well?
I slept very poorly. Oh, this wretched cough keeps me awake practically every night.
Do you want me to send for the physician?
No. Sit down, Abram. There's something I want to tell you. Now, listen.
I'm listening.
Come a little closer. It's hard for me to talk. Abram, I don't believe I'm going to get well.
Nonsense. Of course you're going to get well.
It's no use pretending. I feel I'm near the end. You've always been a good brother to me. And I want you to promise me something.
Anything, Haran.
When I'm gone, I want you to look after my boy. I want you to be a second father to him.
I promise. I will care for Lot and cherish him as though he were my own son.
Thank you, Abram. Thank you.
The sad day came when Haran died. Abram, faithful to his promise, took Lot under his wing. As is the way of life, Haran's death, before long, was succeeded by a happy occasion.
Quick of hand and sure of eye, fastest spinner in the land am I. Turn little wheel, spin fast, spin true, make the strong thread bright and new. Spin, spin, spin away.
Sarai!
Who's there?
It's me, Abram. May I come in?
Come in, Abram.
I've brought you some fresh eggs.
Thank you.
Can't you stop spinning for a moment?
Why?
I want to ask you something.
Ask away. I can hear you.
Please, Sarai, please stop. Sarai, you know... Well, I've told you before, but... Will you see...
What is it, Abram?
Sarai, I love you. You know I love you, and I want you to become my wife. I mean to ask your father for your hand, but I must know if you love me before I ask him.
You know I love you, Abram.
Oh, Sarai, you don't know how happy you make me. I'm the happiest man in the whole world.
Abram's brother Nahor also married, the name of his wife being Milcah. And the two brothers and their wives and their father Terah lived contentedly in the city of Ur for many years. And it came to pass when Abram was in his 70s that the Lord appeared unto him, saying,
Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
But, Abram, dear, why does God want you to leave here and go to a strange land?
I doubt if I can explain it, Sarai. But I have been chosen by God to be the keeper of his sacred oracles. I have a special work to do. If I stay here, I will be under the influence of friends and relatives which might interfere with the special training that God proposes to give me. Does that explain it, Sarai?
No, I don't understand, Abram.
Well, my life must be different from others. I must put spiritual things first, and that is hard to do among apostate friends and the influences of early associations. So I must dwell among strangers and be free to do as God commands, without being fearful of what friends and relatives will think.
I think I begin to understand. Did you ask God what sort of land he's sending you to? Is it a beautiful country? Is it fertile land? Will it provide our needs, Abram?
No, Sarai, dear, I did not inquire of God. I felt that I must obey him without question. I have faith in God and his word. If this strange land where we go be good or evil, hot or cold, productive or barren, it will be the happiest place on earth for me, because that is where God would have me be.
Never before have I heard of such great faith.
Ah, Sarai, my dear, faith is an elusive thing, yet once gained is powerful. God speaks, we believe without knowing or understanding. That is faith.
Abram called together all the members of his family and told them what the Lord had said. Many of them were persuaded to go with him. And Abram, with Terah his father, Lot his nephew, and Sarai his wife, all their household and cattle and sheep, went forth from Ur of the Chaldees.